luckily, only thing I got is a pine tree in the back, but I got the neighbor's great big tree that drops all the time, dropping branches in my yard. But it's over the shed net, so nothing real big. And I got just a tree out front, but that's directly over the driveway and all of the cars, so that's always dropping branches, but it hasn't caused any damage yet, nothing real large. So, and then MS Walk, I'm still short people on the walk. I got enough to cover the major corner, so as long as nobody calls off for that day, I'll have enough to cover it, and that was it last year. I need 20, 22 feet people, and I think I have like, I don't know, I think I got 12 or 13, so I might have to move people after they finish up on the early part of the course to move people to parts later on the course. Right now I don't think I have to, but if somebody doesn't show up, then I will have to do that and switch people around. But yeah, it's getting tougher every year to get people to volunteer for those things. And talking to Jack up in Midland, he said, yeah, Rick, their newest EC up there is finding that out. And I haven't got anybody. Jack's going to help me with Midland activating, but I haven't got any from Bay County yet. I got to get a hold of Lauren and see if he's got somebody that can at least monitor the 3-6 and make contact with us for that. And the 220 is still not up, so we're going to be doing, at least between the hospital and 911, we'll be using Telnet, and I'm going to put you down at 911, and I will be out at the trailer. We'll see if we can do point-to-point.